This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very good song here.
This is your jam, right?
Thank you for doing this for me today.
And see it in your eyes when you hear the first couple strums of the guitar.
A little mist in my eyes. Is somebody cutting onions in here? Or is this
just sitting up in my deer stand, everything's peaceful.
That's right.
Won't see a buck for the next 2 days.
I don't care. I just want to be out in the woods, just me, myself, and I. Thinking about having to get a clerk to come over and unlock the cabinet so I can get Crest toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
So Walmart now, I refuse to live in a world. I refuse to accept that this country, we have to lock up toiletries to go into stores and get it out.
You know what? Get over it.
Yeah, thank you.
Get over it,
Adam. That's the message of the day. Get over
it.
It's
a you problem.
I guess it is a you problem because so many people are like Jordana think, oh, yeah, I have no problem with it. No, I don't. I have a problem with that. I'm sorry. I don't want to go into a store and have to wait to get somebody to unlock just so I can get like toothpaste and toiletries. I get it for high-ticket items. But this is the response that stores are having to rampant theft. And do we just say, okay, well, they're going to still do that, so we have to lock up our stuff? I'm not willing to accept that. And I don't know what the solution is. I guess the solution is to, you know, maybe stop people from stealing. And again, if that's not an easy answer in this day and age. But the solution really is to lock stuff up, continue. I bring this up because Walmart now is testing technology that will let people open those security locks for products from their cell phones. So is that the solution, that we're going to have our own keys to get into these cabinets?
Sounds nice. Sounds at least better than having to go track down some,
right,
you know, lackadaisical employee who doesn't even want to be there in the beginning.
And that's what it boils down to, too, because anybody, you know this, if you've been into a store and you say, boy, those Beats headphones, I really want those headphones, let me find somebody to open it up. It takes you 15 minutes to find that person. And that's for, you know, that's for a big ticket item that you really want to get, you know. I refuse to believe that the best way to prevent theft, that we have to lock things up to prevent theft. I get it, like for your house, like, okay, you know, I guess this is the new, boy, I remember the day when you could leave your door open at night. You didn't have to lock your door at night. And so I guess we're just moving on to society. Well, I remember the days where you could walk into a store and just grab that scope. I don't know why I'm focused on, you know, like toothpaste and like,
yeah. What if somebody has hemorrhoid
issues?
Cream?
Hemorrhoid preparation. You know, I remember the day when I had a hemorrhoid and I'd have to walk into the store. I could go in and get that preparation.
Now I got
to
call 16-year-old Barry over here and tell him
more embarrassing than ever. Right. I told you, like, this would have solved a lot of problems when I was a kid, though. Like, there's no chance I'm asking somebody, hey, can you open up that cabinet so I can get condoms out of the out of the aisle?
I just need those.
Yeah, right. It was bad enough that I had to, you know, go and buy them and talk to the cashier.
Well, now you can, I mean, self-checkout. You can just, you don't have to talk to anybody. So, I mean, it sounds a little elitist, frankly, that you think you can lock up your house, but Sam Walton can't lock up the toiletries. Well, I mean, if Adam's General Store, if you're experiencing problems with overwhelming theft and you're having to pay for it because, I mean, what are you doing?
Loss prevention, right? I get it. If we do that, I guess my question is then, if we clearly a lot of stores are doing it, is this a lack of, you just don't have the employees to make it work properly? We don't have enough law enforcement to ensure that people aren't stealing from stores? Like, why is it so much different now than it was, I don't know, even like 5 years ago?
I mean, the environment has certainly changed the last few years. You learn all these, you know, theft rings and these, you know, groups that get together on a, you know, smash and grab. They'll just, you know, 50 people run into a store, grab everything they can, run out. It definitely feels like it's changed. And if you're running a store, I mean, anyone who has worked in retail in the last 10, 20 years, I'm sure has been told the very same thing. You know, do all you can to, you know, show people that walk in the store, show our guests that, you know, we're present. We've got an eye on things, yeah. You know, that they'll see you and everyone else in that, the official company uniform or whatever. They know that there's folks around here. But if they steal something, you can't get involved.
Right.
You know, don't chase after them. Don't do anything.
I understand that, yeah. Too, because like if you're willing enough to go into a place and just steal a bunch of crap, then you're probably willing to, you know, do what you can to get out of there before you don't want to get caught. Yeah. You're not going to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to.
And I mean, it is no fun. Obviously, it's no fun, but I'm sure Target and Walmart and every other place that has to lock things up, they've clearly done their homework. You know, you can go to the Target downtown here in Minneapolis, right on Nicollet Mall, and there's a lot more things locked up in that Target than there is at the Target where I'm living in Woodbury. You know,
yeah, that's it too.
Yeah, yep. It's absolutely they know their neighborhoods. They, I'm sure, know which items are being targeted by, you know, somebody stealing one thing or a ring of thieves. And it's got to be in their best interest to say, you know what, I'm going to, you know, in their financial best interest to say, I'm going to anger Adam and those that are like him and say, you know what, I'm grumble, grumble, Target's locking up my Crest. Yeah. Mr. Elitist toothpaste, too.
Okay. Well, that's a Crest is an elitist toothpaste?
No, actually, I love Crest. It's the only way to go. Colgate, terrible.
I got one from my dentist that was like the ones with the, they're much more effective, but they taste terrible.
Yeah. It might have been a
message. Have you seen the people that brush their teeth with charcoal?
Yeah.
Lindsay's nodding her head. What's that about? What's the charcoal thing?
It's supposed to whiten the teeth, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to help whiten your teeth. I don't know how you go from charcoal to like an unbelievable gleam you've never been able to achieve in your life beforehand, yeah. But people are doing it. It's all over the TikTok, or they'll put those mouth guards in that have infrared light on it. There's people taping their mouth shut when they go to sleep to help build their chin. I don't know. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah. I've read the charcoal actually just destroys your teeth. It grates away at the enamel. Right. Quite literally. So maybe not the greatest idea.
Big denture trying to do that so they can get... so they can get you a
denture.
So I guess this is just me, old man shaking his fist at how things used to be. Because people are pointing out, yes, in the suburban stores, you know, if the stores are in neighborhoods with low crime, that typically this isn't the case. And
yeah, versus crime rampant Rosemount sounds like.
No, I haven't. You know, in the stores, like most of the ones that I have gone to, I haven't seen that. Which again, but I just the fact that we have to do that, and now and I guess this app where you can, and again, somebody's like, well, why if everybody can get the app, well, how does that prevent loss? I assume that you're signing up the app and you're a
it's for like the Walmart
customer,
you know, plus
like
member,
if you are, yeah. Yes, if you are on, like are part of their system, then they know who you are as a customer.
Yeah, if you're just Bob consumer walking in there to get some toothpaste,
they're not just handing the keys out.
You got to find Johnny or Susie to unlock the thing.
And I guess we're just coming up with new ways of shopping so where we can do it conveniently and at the same time these companies can prevent as much loss as they can. Which is like, you know, the Amazon store, you know, the belief where you go in and you'll just be able to pick out items and everything will have a chip and you'll just be able to walk out the door and your card will be charged. I guess that's where we're moving to. But then I can't bitch about that.
So, no, you can. Yeah. You probably still will.
1248-651-461-9226. Back after this on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another banger. Another banger from Gordon Lightfoot. Just Gordon Lightfoot bangers all day. What's our legal limit on how long a song can play?
There is no legal limit on Gordon.
I thought. Oh, yeah, I know.
Not
that.
On Gordon.
Before we have to pay the ASCAP fees. Gordon Lightfoot. That's the bumper music today in honor of hopefully a... I'd travel to Orsilla, Ontario to see the Gordon Lightfoot Museum.
Would you go opening day?
Probably not. I'm not one of those people who likes to wait in line. It'll still be the same when I get there. I don't need to be one of the first people to go there. As long as they let me in.
I was walking by the armory on the way out here a couple days ago on Election Day. And you remember how lovely the weather was.
Yes.
Rainy,
cold,
windy,
chilly.
Trash.
Yep.
I'm not familiar with the bands that were playing that night. Maybe I'm just too old. Maybe they're just not big enough yet. But at least two dozen people waiting outside at 3:15, 3:30
yep.
to get in for what must be a 7 o'clock show. And I'm just walking by thinking, there was a time. There may have been a time.
I don't think there was a time for me.
I don't know that there would have been.
So that's general admission when you are like, okay.
Get up there as quick as we can.
Get up there, right.
Front of the house.
Yep. Maybe once I'd try that. Those days are certainly past. I don't need to be up very close.
I mean, if you had never seen fish and you were a young man,
yep.
this was your first fish show or Grateful Dead, whatever.
Yep.
And you saw the weather was what it was on Tuesday. How long are you giving yourself out in that cold, wet rain?
Not very long. My first Fish concert was in 1995. This is before I didn't really even like the band. And a guy got me down to the third row. And we were standing there. They had seats, you know, so mm-hmm. it wasn't like an open floor. There were actual seats. And he got us to the third row, but there were like people actually in the seats. So I just like stood in front of somebody and I was like, hey, sorry about this. I know there's, and nobody cared. Like, hey, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, yeah. It's a fish show. It's a different kind of environment. You're all sharing the same smoke.
But people are loving the Gordon Lightfoot. Keep Gordon running as long as possible.
Should we do it tomorrow, too, when Chad's back?
Just all Gordon all the time for Friday, too. Gordon, a very Canadian name for some reason. I don't know what it is about Gord and Gordon. It's a very Canadian name.
Sting's real name, too, right? I think it's Gordon something.
Yeah.
Not Canadian.
No.
It extends beyond just Canada.
Yeah, but there's something about Canada. Gord. Like
Gordy?
Gordy, Gord. But it's more Gord. I don't know what it is. Good name, Gord.
A name and a decorative object you can put outside your house in the fall.
Wasn't there a company called Labels that did I'm talking about these, you know, these having to go into a store and unlock a cabinet to get, you know, low ticket items because theft is so rampant now, apparently, that stores in certain areas have to lock up their goods. And Walmart now will equip, if you're like a Walmart customer and you sign up for their program, they'll give you an app on your phone where you'll be able to unlock those cabinets. And I was just lamenting the fact that that's where we are. But I guess it's just me, the old guy screaming at the cloud saying that I wished life wasn't like this, but I guess apparently it is.
Get out there, Batman. Fight some crime.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Save all of us.
Just do that or get over it. It is 12:57. Tom Hauser, the chief political reporter for KSTP Television, Channel 5, who is a frequent guest of Chad, will join me after the news. So much to talk about, including a completely split, evenly split Minnesota House, and how on earth will that work? Or could it be the best thing that ever happens to Minnesota politics? I kind of believe in the latter. How about that? Let's talk to Tom about that when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.